It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. I said, write down the last names of two U.S. presidents, move a letter from the second name into the first one, and you'll name a vehicle that's used for special occasions. What is it? The presidents are Carter and Bush. Move the H and you get a charter bus.
We received more than 900 correct responses, and the winner is Jerry Reynolds of Chicago, Illinois. Congratulations, Jerry, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how did you figure this one out?
I make it a note not to use any computers or any reference books.
Whoa.
Okay.
I started listing all of the presidents that I know, that I can remember. I decided to leave off the ones with extremely long names. And then it occurred to me that Bush has a bus in it. And I thought, okay, where do I go with the H? And Carter. Took about an hour and a quarter.
Good job. Good job.
Very good. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm semi-retired. I write puzzles, and I have been rebuilding the American Legion Hall where I live.
Oh, cool. So you're trying to be a puzzle master as well. Will may have an apprenticeship.
I am pleased to say that I wrote a puzzle that was used last year.
Oh, wow.
And it was all about two states, Tin and the Hoover Dam.
So you're an expert then. So I don't even have to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle? I already know. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am radioactive.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Jerry. I'm going to name something, like a state, state capital, flower, whatever. You name something else in the same category as my thing that has the same number of letters as mine, and that starts and ends with the same letters as mine. For example, if I said Augusta, you would say Atlanta, because both Augusta and Atlanta are state capitals. They both have seven letters, and they both start and end in A. Here we go. Number one is Alabama.
Alaska.
That only has six letters. You need a seven-letter state.
Oh, wait a minute.
Think somewhere in the West.
Arizona?
Arizona, you got it. That's seven letters. Pansy, P-A-N-S-Y.
Peony?
That is it. Fast. Also, poppy works. 40, F-O-R-T-Y.
50?
Uh-huh. Raven, R-A-V-E-N.
Robin?
Robin, yes. Rupee, R-U-P-E-E.
Rupee. That's money.
Yes, that's the national currency of India.
What's the country?
It's a big country.
And
part of it's in Europe.
Russia?
Russia, yeah. What's the currency of Russia?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, I don't have any Russian money.
Okay. Is it ruby? Ruby? Ruble.
You got ruble. It. Ruble. Good job. Two heads there. Good job. Here's your next one. Baylor. B-A-Y-L-O-R.
Baylor, the college?
Yes. What's a six-letter, another six-letter college starting with B and ending in R?
A barber school?
A barber school. Think Indiana. Sounds like I'm going to have to tell you this one. It's Butler. You know Butler University?
Butler. Oh, no.
Butler.
How about Sudan? S-U-D-A-N.
Sudan.
All right. You're looking for a country in Europe.
Spain.
Spain, is it? How about Jackson?
Johnson?
Johnson, yeah, presidents. Your last one is Cocoa Puffs.
I feel sad. Yeah, hey, it's harder when I got headphones on.
Wait, I can get, okay. So, Cocoa Puffs, what's another thing?
Uh-huh, think Kellogg's.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, yeah. It's gotta be 10 letters, and it's gotta end in an S.
It has to end in an S.
What's your basic cereal, Kellogg's?
Cornflakes!
Cornflakes is it. You did it.
Wow.
This was tough, Jerry, but you did. You got a lot of them. You got a whole lot of them. How do you feel, Jerry?
I feel as though I got through. My bucket list is one item shorter.
Yay.
Aw, that's great. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jerry, what member station do you listen to?
WBEZ in Chicago.
That's Jerry Reynolds of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I'm going to see him next weekend at the annual convention of the National Puzzlers League in Nashville. And the puzzle is, name a food item in 7 letters. Move the first letter to the 5th position, and you'll get 2 words that are synonyms. What are they? So again, a food item in 7 letters. Move the first letter to the 5th position, and you get 2 words that are synonyms. What synonyms are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.